T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Keeping it real, is it ever a good idea if you live with your significant other to allow a friend to live with you guys and move in, whether it be renting a room or for free because you're trying to help them out? Because the cost of living struggle is real. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Or is it just really putting your relationship at risk way too much there? You know what I'm saying? Erica from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Erica, is it ever a good idea if you're living with your significant other and one of your girlfriends wants to move in with you and just rent a room? Is it ever a good idea to let them in?
Hell no.
Whoa.
Trust me, girl's gonna take your man. I don't care how beautiful you are, because when the is free, sorry, I said that on the air. But when the is free, the boy's gonna take it, okay?
Wow.
So, no. Don't let no girl, no neighbor, no friend come into your house. It's you, your man, and your kids.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience. What's her name that did this to you?
Oh, Shady Ass Maria.
So funny.
Let me tell the world about Shady Ass Maria acting like a damn cucaracha.
Oh! No, you did it!
I take her in. I mean, she's been my sister friend since we were little kids. Like, my parents took her in because her parents didn't want her scandalous ass.
Oh my gosh!
Bottom line,
shoot.
I get married, I'm in love with Poncho and whatnot, and I come home a little bit early, and this Maria Cucaracha is in my bed with my husband because his lazy ass couldn't get up and get a job. So I'm like, girl, what the hell? So we start throwing blows right there. Ooh. I kick her ass out, whatever. And she was trying to lay up like a plancha. So then, after that, so they get together, right? They're liking each other because they're both bummy.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, I hear they're not so in love because her daughter took over.
Her daughter took over with Poncho?
Yes, her what? Daughter took over Poncho. And Poncho still didn't have no damn job. But get this, she gets pregnant 6 months later.
Wow.
6 months ago, uh-huh. Poncho calls me and says, oh, guess what? The baby's not mine. Oh. So they're all scandalous together.
Oh my gosh, like mother, like daughter.
This is like a reality show, Poncho and the Cucarachas.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Oh, Shady Ass Maria. So stay away from Shady Ass Maria. She was living with me for 7 months. I just happened to catch him.
Wow.
I thought he stank sometimes. So I was like, I know I don't smell like that. Where'd you get that stank out, boy?
I thought he stank sometimes.
So now we know from Erica, yikes, personal experience, not a very good idea.
Ooh, where'd you get that stank, boy?
Allow a friend to move in, especially apparently if her name is Maria and she loves to dance to this. All right, good idea or bad idea? Hit us up on text or call 877-971-HITS. Brian, what's your stance on this? And we'll get into it some more after commercials up.
I mean, it's already, I've tried this already once and it worked out poorly.
You had your girlfriend living in Atlanta and a guy friend of yours moved in with her, right?
Yep.
While you're over here.
That's right.
All right, we'll get into that. See how that turned out. And then Chelsea?
When I first moved to LA, I was super broke and I moved in with a couple. They were just married. I felt like their child, to be quite
straight
honest.
Straight up. So good but idea or bad idea?
I thought it was a good idea for me at that time. Yeah. I would come home, food would be around the table, dinner would be there. They'd go grocery shopping and pick stuff up for me. So I felt like in that time of my life, I couldn't have lived in LA without it. I was so broke. It was,
we need
it was
to get
perfect.
Them on the phone.
I know.
Yes.
We should.
We'll come back with some more your calls and texts, 877-971-HITS. We have Alexandra from La Puente. Good morning. Is it a good idea or bad idea?
It's a bad idea both ways, whether it be a guy or a girl. If it's a guy, they stop paying attention to you. The guy will try to put things into his head whenever you guys are arguing. And if it's a girl, that bitch will straight up sleep with him.
Straight up.
Are you speaking from experience, Alejandra?
Yes, been there, done that.
I feel like with guys, it offers an interesting perspective too. And I think when I was when I had my buddy living in my house in Atlanta with my girlfriend, I felt like he was always on my side for everything, and I kind of feel like he thought that she felt like we were ganging up on her.
There will always be favoritism.
Right, huh. like your dude, they're like, come on, we just want to watch the game. Stop being such a, you know,
talk. Yeah, not a good look. Alexandra.
Y luego los sacan, y te los sacan a los bars, y te los llevan con otras girls. Oh, no, it's all bad both ways.
Yeah, I preach. Girl Alexandra's like, yeah, and then if it's a guy friend, he's like, yo, let's go out, let's go party, let's go to the bar. What?
Exactly. You're arguing with your girl. It's cool. We'll find you another one.
Are you going to say this mandilón? Alexandra, that happened to you?
Yes, it has. Both times with the guy and the girl. And I was pregnant when my friend, supposedly friend of 4 years, slept with my baby daddy.
Oh, wow. You gotta be kidding me. Yo. You're not friends with her anymore, are you? No.
No.
Hell no, Chelsea. What do you think? She was going to be the godmother of the child?
We've heard crazier things.
Right?
True. Alexandra, thank you so much for calling in. She's like, on both sides of the fence. Not a good idea. Thank you, amor. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
That's for real talk right there. What are our techs saying, Brian?
Most people are saying it's a bad idea. Yeah. Adds drama to your relationship, whether it be, you know, platonic and just people kind of taking advantage of you financially or sleeping with your man. That's always bad. This one was asked to be kept anonymous, which always means good.
Yes.
She said, not a good idea. My friend took in her sister, and she caught her husband and her sister in bed.
Oh, gosh, that's awful.
No. Listen, we do have some people saying it is a good idea. It can be managed. We got one text from the 626 saying, my hubby and I own a home. We rent out a room to my sister and a room to a couple at his work. All of them are women. Expectations were discussed up front. The best decision we ever made financially. Our place is they're able to afford their house.
So they have like rules up in their bedroom. Number one, do not sleep with anybody other than your spouse.
Do we not have to make that expectation clear? That's funny.
Why do you need that up, right? So Brian, have you learned your lesson, bro? It already didn't go well with your girlfriend living in Atlanta. You have a home out there, and she was living with a guy friend of yours.
Yeah, and he
would kind of take your side. We just heard that.
Exactly. It didn't go well for us in that situation because he wasn't paying rent and I was trying to help him out financially and stuff, but he was also just kind of overstepping his boundaries in every part of the house and making her feel like it wasn't her house anymore. And even though I tried to explain to him, like, yo, buddy, like, I need you to give her some space in the house and not just leave your dishes in the sink, like, she's not your maid. It just never ended up happening, so it kind of stressed out our friendship. We're friends now again, but it took good 3-4 months to ever talk to him again.
So did you learn your lesson?
Have I learned my lesson? Well, Edgar, it's funny you should ask, because starting October 1st, my married friends Joe and Taylor are moving into the master bedroom.
Wow.
My high school friend Chelsea Miller is moving into the guest room because she's going to school out in Atlanta. And my girlfriend moving into the basement. So I can't imagine anything will happen.
It's like
in
the
October.
Real show, Full House.
It is. 100%.
You just need Uncle Jesse up in there, right?
I know, right?
Then for sure somebody's going to sleep with somebody.
I will be watching a little reality show unfold from afar.
Yeah, you should put cameras in.
Yes.
And just like live stream it.
It's like Big Brother, but Brian Brothers.
Yeah. So I have not learned my lesson, and I'm sure no one will be paying me rent, so it is not going to benefit me in any way.
All right, coming up next, in 4 more minutes, we got Mine by Bozzy. By the way, throwing an epic pool party tonight in Newport. So if you're going to that, get ready, man. It's going to be so much fun. Also, be careful with Cardi B. And right after that, we have an update, ladies and gentlemen. An update to the Chelsea Love Novela that just got kicked off yesterday. It's a new series called One X. Una puerta.
One door.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
2 nights ago, her ex from across the Atlantic Ocean showed up at her doorstep and asked her to go out yesterday. He's only here for a week. She did go out with him yesterday.
I
got to say is, I have never in the history of the show seen Chelsea so tired.
Yeah, she's really quiet today.
As I've seen her this morning.
A little surly.
Oh,
what happened last night with the ex?
Uh-oh.
You'll find out next. A continuación on 97.1 Amp Radio.
I think he said continued on Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.